Welcome to the Anchorverse, where we will share a collection of poems from the Bible and other sources that give glory to God. I hope you enjoy the readings. The Miracles of Jesus in a Poem by Chris Warren. Jesus Christ was born in the meridian of time, performing miracles that were miraculous and divine. He took 6 pots full of water and turned them into wine. He cast out devils and sent them into a herd of swine. Jesus took and blessed the 2 small fish and 5 loaves of bread, from which a multitude of 5,000 people were fed. He said unto one with palsy, "Arise and take up thy bed." Immediately he arose and obeyed the words Jesus said. At Jesus' words, Simon Peter let the nets down from his ship, and so great were the multitude of fish, it caused their nets to rip. Simon was astonished at the overwhelming sight, for they had caught nothing after toiling the night. When the disciples were caught in a storm, fearing they would die, Jesus walked upon the sea, saying, "Do not be afraid, it is I." On another day, a great storm arose when Jesus was asleep. The disciples came fearfully that they would drown into the deep. They awoke their master, saying, "We perish, Lord, save us." Jesus said, "O ye of little faith, for their lack of trust." After rebuking the wind, he said, "Peace be still unto the seas." The wind ceased, and there was a great calm, and he put the storm at ease. A certain nobleman found Jesus and besought him to come down to Capernaum, where his son at the point of death would be found. "Go thy way, thy son liveth," Jesus responded to his plea. The man believed and went his way from Cana to Galilee. The servants of the nobleman met him and told him of the hour when his son's fever had left by Jesus' miraculous power. "Damsel, I say unto thee, arise," were the words Jesus said as he raised Jairus' 12-year-old daughter from the dead. Her spirit heeded the beckoning of the Savior's call. The girl rose and walked, to the astonishment of all. Jesus healed a woman who had been crippled for 18 years. "Woman, thou art loose from thy infirmity," sounded in her ears. As he laid his hands on her, his healing power was revealed. The woman was made straight and glorified God for being healed. As great multitudes followed Jesus, a leper came on the scene, worshiping Jesus, asking, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." Jesus healed the man's leprosy as he touched him with his hand. Afterwards, Jesus said unto him, "See, thou tellest no man." Through a crowd, a woman touched Jesus' clothes and was made whole from a blood disease of 12 years that had taken a great toll. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. "I perceive virtue has gone out of me." The healed woman confessed and came forth from the crowd for him to see. A dead man was carried to the gates of the city of Nain. He was a widow's only son, causing her much grief and pain. Jesus touched the bearer and said, "Young man, I say unto thee, arise." The young man stood up and began speaking before all their eyes. Through the midst of the coast, as Jesus walked from beach to beach, he healed a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech. Jesus took the man aside and put his fingers in each ear. He spit, touched his tongue, and said, "Be open," and the man could hear. And the string of his tongue was loose, so the deaf man could speak plain. All were astonished. He could relieve this man's impeding pain. The man that was born blind was healed on the Sabbath day. Jesus spat on the ground and from the spittle made clay. He took the clay and anointed the deprived man's eyes. The man went and washed and for the first time saw the skies. Jesus told them to remove the stone from where a dead man had been laid. Then lifting up his eyes, thanked his Father for hearing him as he prayed. With a loud voice he commanded the dead to come forth from the grave, and Lazarus, brother of Mary and Martha, came forth from the cave. A phenomenal miracle, for he had been dead 4 days, and many of the Jews believed on Jesus and gave God praise. Jesus healed diverse diseases and went about doing good. Some recognized his divine power, but most misunderstood that he was the Son of God, sent from heaven to the earth, the only sinless man to his death and from his birth. Jesus went into a garden and there suffered for mankind, bleeding from every pore, suffering in spirit, body, and mind, fulfilling his Father's will and drinking the bitter cup, being betrayed, beaten, scourged, crucified, and lifted up. He trembled with pain, suffering anguish for our sins as he bled. After 3 days, his greatest miracle, rising from the dead, breaking the bands of death whereby all will live again when they die, satisfying justice, giving himself ransom for you and I. Psalm 77. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out my untiring hands, and I would not be comforted. I remembered you, God, and I groaned. I meditated, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remembered my songs in the night. My heart meditated, and my spirit asked, "Will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion?" Then I thought, to this I will appeal. The years when the Most High stretched out his right hand, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the people. With your mighty arm, you redeem your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, God. The waters saw you and writhed. The very depths were convulsed. The clouds poured down water. The heavens resounded with thunder. Your arrows flashed back and forth. Your thunder was heard in the whirlwind. Your lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and quaked. Your path led through the sea. Your way through the mighty waters, through your footprints, were not seen. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Psalms 77.